armario. Here we go. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of On the Porch. I am Vail. People call me, yeah, I'm Vail. Okay.
Be three L's and three E's.
That's my IG at and underscore. But here with me, I have my co-host Teef.
Yeah, I'm Teef. And two E's and one F.
And we have a special guest as usual with us. We have two-time, what is it? You got
plaque winner.
Two-time plaque winner. I forgot, Teef, looking like that. I forgot what it was. It's been a minute. Oh yeah, this is also episode 11. And before we start, guys, 11 is a very special number to me. My birthday is on January 11th.
Good.
Okay, what does that mean?
It's a number, bro.
Man, it's not just a number. It's special to me. But anyway, let's get... We got Isaiah, man. Isaiah,
former voice, former face.
You know, we would have had this Nakori episode out, but, you know, Teef did something, man.
Nakori! That's actually hilarious. Nakori's like, I forgot. I called Nakori, and I was like, I'm heading up to Warren, I think, Friday. And he was like, bro, they still ain't got my episode out.
Teef deleted the file.
I didn't delete it. It was just... I came back and it was gone. Let me tell you what happened.
Teef did it again. So Teef did all up.
Teef doing Teef, bro.
I was trying to explain myself. Listen, bro, we record like the best episode at the time.
It was like 40 minutes.
Yeah, 40 minutes. Long episode. I'm like, they gonna love this. It was like all natural and stuff. And
what did y'all talk about? Just radio?
Everything.
Yeah, like.
And college stuff.
I'm like, okay, time to go edit the next day. I come back. I pull it up. It's there. It's there right there. Then. Like, it just, I came back from the bathroom, and it was gone. Or something like, I left for a minute, came back, and the whole file was just nothing.
Man, I can't believe you deleted that file, bro.
I didn't do nothing.
That was a great episode. But anyway, we got Isaiah.
Teef did it again, bro.
It's probably Kenny, bro.
Teef, no, I don't think he was here. Yeah, he was gone that week.
Oh, he wasn't. Because of the COVID stuff.
Yes, but we got Isaiah. Isaiah, man, you're old. You like 26.
I'm old.
You got like a family,
bro,
or two.
He's not even in college.
I'm married, bro.
You haven't been in college for like 2 months.
I'm finna re-up my contract. Officially finna be in a one-year relationship.
I'm so happy for you, bro. I've never got past 3 months.
He's done miracles for me. I'm doing good though. Schoolwork, college schoolwork, it feels pointless right now, bro.
How is it, bro? Because Nakori talked about it.
The broadcasting is great.
Yeah, I see that.
When he last talked to y'all, we'd only done soccer, and soccer is, it's a struggle. It's a struggle. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's definitely a struggle.
Is it the most worn out of all the sports you called? Or
yeah, I'd say so. Like baseball is slow, but we had stuff to talk about, and Nakori knew baseball. We're trying to learn soccer, and then again. Soccer is so different from where football, if it goes out of bounds, they stop and they regroup and everything. Soccer, ball goes out of bounds, they throw it right back in, no time wasting. They don't got to let the ref know, nobody. Yeah. They just go.
And the games are long, aren't they?
So, I mean, it just, yeah, the games are long. It's 45 minutes each half. Woo! So it's a 90-minute game.
Each
half is 45 minutes, bro.
And I seen y'all volleyball stuff.
The volleyball broadcast.
I know volleyball is fun.
Love volleyball. We definitely
I've always.
Volleyball.
I've always wanted to watch a volleyball game. I don't think I would broadcast it. I think
no, broadcast. If you go to college and they got volleyball and you broadcast it.
They're going to have you broadcast it, yeah.
It's the beginning of the games are slow. Like, okay, 1-0, 2. Like,
it's a feeling out process.
It's literally a feeling out process between the two teams. And then it really starts to pick up. Like, you get to game 2 or game 3 and they start going back and forth. And then the best part is it's win by 2.
Yeah.
It's win by 2. So it's just... It's fun, bro. I love volleyball.
It's really win by two?
Yeah, it's really win by two. So it's first to, I think, 25. I forgot. And then if it's like, if they're only up by one, if it's tied, right? Or I forgot how it works, but if they're not up by two, they keep going until someone's up by two, basically.
That sounds super good.
It sounds fun.
In our team, the first one we broadcast, our first volleyball broadcast, we were down 2-0. It's a best of 5, so you got to win by 3. We came back, ripped off 3 games straight, and the last one ended in win by 2 scenario.
That sound fun,
and
bro.
And we came back and won.
That sound like an experience, dog.
Crazy game.
Clutch. That sound, and then, sound ecstatic.
And then
I don't know how to explain it.
It was a doubleheader. Our first volleyball broadcast was a doubleheader. Cashner knows, Matthews. Me and Nakori love doubleheaders. So the second game, we sweep. We come back the following day, and we sweep again. And now we're waiting to call volleyball. We've been on, I think, like 3 weeks straight of soccer. So I'm ready to get
tired of it.
I'm ready to get back to volleyball, bro.
So do y'all also do football and basketball stuff, right?
Not football, because we don't got a football team, which I needed the break from football. I've called football for 3 years. Yeah. I kind of wanted the break. Basketball, it was our favorite sport. It's Nakori's favorite sport to call.
I love basketball.
I I'm ready to get to basketball.
Because basketball is something that I have knowledge on. Yeah, so it's like
way easier to call it's it. Like, yeah, you know what everything is going on.
It's you kind of know the game already.
Yeah,
that's why I have some fun watching it. And I give a say on football. Football is I mean I like
it's fun to it's call. Cool. Like don't it's get cool. me wrong, it's fun when, to call. It's just it's a like it's
slow.
It's a very long process. Yeah, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just it's something about football that's different from basketball and volleyball. Because the way I've ranked it is basketball, volleyball, football, baseball, soccer. And when it comes to calling, like it's such a like I can watch football and basketball the same amount. It doesn't matter. But calling it, I would call basketball
way more
than football. And it's not because I don't enjoy calling football. I just love basketball more. And I feel I like calling it more.
I feel like we were talking about this in lunch. I brought it up. I was like, I think I'd rather watch, not rather watch, but I'd rather like witness. Like not when yeah, I'd rather watch like a high school basketball game than a high school football game.
Yeah, you I would too.
Yeah, because I just had it's just more fun
actually,
and exciting.
I don't know. If I'm talking about just sitting and watching, I'd go to football. I mean, if I'm going to sit and watch, I'm like going to football.
I feel like it's different for us because we call it and we're getting like we're into the game. Like we feel like we're playing. Like
yeah, when it comes to calling, I gotta go basketball. But if I want to go watch something, I'm gonna go watch football.
I think it's gonna be basketball for me because I just have more fun.
You just like basketball more.
What's
you know basketball.
But I mean, even the BD game last year, that was a fun game. That was an amazing
BD football game.
Yeah, that was an amazing game. Like I had a lot of fun watching that. We came back from like what, like 18 or something. I forgot.
We were down by like 10 points twice, and we
came back. It was like you wasn't there, but it was like
he wasn't there, but it was a great moment,
bro. You got to join the sports team, bro. You got to do the sports team.
But he's busy with
I'm going to more games.
He Purdue commit, boy. He cut us out.
10 weeks. No.
Bro, he said it was like congratulations, Teef. Hashtag boiler.
Bro, I saw that.
I'm like, bro, huh?
Bro, his followers went up after that, bro.
Bro, yes, that was going up until I said y'all it's fake, and they started unfollowing me. I'm like. 5K. 5K is 3.1 miles. 1446. That's better than Grant. And Grant number one guy.
Yeah, Grant's a piece. And
bro,
they believe it too.
I was scrolling through Instagram, and I saw it, bro. And I said, Teef committed to Purdue. Like he never talked about track and field ever.
He don't.
So when I saw that, I'm like, bro, is he this good? Never told nobody. And then I FaceTime him. I literally FaceTime him all the day.
He
answers with, I didn't commit to Purdue.
I remember, was like, oh okay,
bro. I remember we was in. Me and Teef was in the hallways getting teachers, and I think we walked into a class, and he was like. Ain't you permitted to Kadu? I was like, bro. And then Ms. G said,
yeah, bro, everybody, bro, and no, last week's game, bro. I'm on the field taking pictures and stuff because I'm doing pictures now.
He's a photo.
I need my own camera.
You might as well, you dating your part of the sports team.
I'm using cash nurse today.
You dating your part of the sports team now, bro.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But like, this dude, like, one of the players, he ain't getting no play time. But I was still mad over like the principal of it. He on the field. And helmet and all, I'm like, he look over, aren't you Purdue commit? I'm like, this is the homecoming game. I don't care if you're not playing. You should be locked in. Why are you talking to me? I was just like, bro. I was flabbergasted.
All right. You say you a Purdue commit?
That's, I'm like, bro, why aren't you focused on the game?
For real, bro. Congrats, bro. Enjoy Purdue. Yeah,
God, bro.
Bell, you a track star now?
No, I don't run track yet.
You know how ironic it would be if I became like that good this season where Purdue would actually call me up?
Bro, you gotta actually have
that be godly?
You gotta be crazy. Oh my God.
But nah, Isaiah. All right. So with the episode on Corey, we was asking like how it was in college, and he said that he got lost the first day. Like
didn't get lost.
You didn't get lost?
My campus is small though. Like IU East is a small campus, which I don't know. It's not what drew me towards it, but I just kinda liked. Like, when I went and visited, it was small. It was just kind of, it was like, I would say homey. Like, it felt like home, even though I'm an hour away from it and I drive back and forth. But that's besides the point. It's just, I like it. It's just chill. It's nothing crazy. Like, it's not like I'm going to, I didn't want to go to a big college anyways. I wanted to go somewhere small. So, and I kind of, IU East kind of has that fit. And then I just like the broadcasting quality. Like, I don't know. I've probably sat and watched the soccer ones are on web stream, so it's not even a real broadcast. I mean, it is. It's just a different style of broadcasting where the volleyball and basketball ones are the TV format.
Yeah, I saw
like
that.
Actual
like
TV.
Yeah. Like a little
like the instant
and
replays and the graphics. Like I've rewatched both of those broadcasts like 3 or 4 times, not just because I enjoyed it, but because it's
it looks
also
a lot of fun.
And I just you got to go back and listen to yourself and see what you can fix. And there's a lot of things we can fix in that. I told Nakori, you got to fix this. I got to fix that. There's stuff we got to fix. And, you know, we got a volleyball broadcast next Saturday.
Yeah.
So I want that to go well. And I'm trying to win more play.
I feel that. One thing I think people have to understand about radio is, and Chef set it up. I think Chef, you didn't see, you heard it up. So, but Chef said it yesterday. You know, it's more than just
radio. Like, people think we just own air.
Yeah, like we on social media. We're doing broadcasting and broadcasting.
It's a lot more.
It's really,
just content creation.
Yeah, I feel like people should look at it more as like a business of what we do. You feel me? Like, we're putting out podcasts, we're recording ads, we're doing all this. He's winning plaques. You know,
it was like, for me, what I enjoyed most was, like, I liked what my role was when I was here, which was sports broadcasts, behind the scenes on anything else. I didn't really want to be on social media. I kind of wanted Willie and Nakori to do that.
Like, everybody had their lead and in their own field, but like they will still help out with other stuff.
Yeah.
Everyone had their thing, but I like being behind the scenes. I didn't really like I was fine to do social media, but it wasn't what I wanted to do. Yeah. So I was just kind of like, I came up with ideas, but I was like, okay.
I could tell that with
y'all can do it though. I don't want
to. I could tell that with we try. Yeah. You can start to see like Isaiah slowly, like, you was kind of like getting out.
I was fading out. Yeah. You can see I was start like, because when we first started, it was me, Aiden, Nakori. Mm-hmm. I stayed and then I eventually was kind of fading out because I was just like.
And it was just like, it was more of just like me and Nakori. And then,
sometimes.
Me and Nakori had a conversation. It'll
be, Relo too sometimes.
When we started our first broadcast, we had a conversation like heading into this year. We were like, there was some sort of tension between the two of us. And we both agreed, like, we were just starting to, like, not see eye to eye. But we had been working with each other all year. So it was just kind of like, we needed the separation. So it was kind of like, I went and did really nothing towards the end of the year while he kept doing social media content. We needed the separation. But we said, but we're back as a unit. Like, the way y'all saw us, I'd say, in football and basketball season is the way we're back now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We needed the separation.
Sometimes you just need a separation. That's how I feel about Teeth. You know, I see this man every day. I see him for, you know, three periods. And, you know, sometimes I need the separation from him. But, you know, it's just all about.
I mean, it's Latif, bro.
It is Teeth.
Broke my heart, bro.
Teeth, bro. y'all, listen. So, this is, all right, sophomore year, bro. Last year, this man, Teeth. Bro, I'm finna go to the bathroom.
Bro, your tear.
No!
I'll let you finish.
All right. I go to use the bathroom.
God, this keep man's in a mind, liar.
Teeth used the bathroom. Like, last year, he used the bathroom every day before class.
You broke the toilet. I forgot about that.
Bro, they had to gender-fy the toilets, bro.
Listen. Do they still have it like that?
No, thank God.
What really happened was, one day I used the bathroom. It was one of the early kids, bro. I remember I used the bathroom. There ain't no way I used the bathroom. And we at the last group, and then I come back the next day at the same time, and it's broken. Like, there's five or six other periods before me. There's no way I broke the toilet.
You broke it. It was you. You take the most out of
all the
us.
Intro kids. I swear it had to be. They put a hammer on it.
Wait, that's what you mean by broke it?
I don't know how they broke it. I remember one day I went in, there was like a whole clamp thing on the sink. I was like, oh, okay. And I still used it, and I left.
Bro, the bathroom set out of business.
No, my greatest Teeth moment is when we would make fun of it for his phone. We go, bloop, 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 bloop.
Oh, yeah. Bro, all right, y'all.
Anytime we record on Teeth's phone, it's like,
bro, listen. This man, Teeth, all right, last year, radio, if you see a video with me, Nakori, and Isaiah, Teeth was most likely recording the video.
Yeah.
And, bro, oh, my God.
Teeth would always record.
I remember, bro.
Cameraman Teeth, as we'd call him.
Bro, Teeth dropped his phone in the sink. Was it the sink or toilet, bro?
Sink.
Bro, he had his phone in the sink. Ever he recorded a video for us, and all you hear on the sound.
Like, it was all. No, that's not what you hear. It was just muffled, bro. It was not a.
Bro, we had to use the Nakori phone.
You would speak, and you'd be like, hi, we doing reach out right now. And it would be like, hey, we don't even make
that.
I'm like, bro.
It was all like bubbles.
No, it didn't.
I remember, I think Teeth sent the picture to the group chat of his phone in the sink.
Bro, Teeth was the biggest meme last year, bro. I have so many like new Teeth memes unlocked, bro. It's so crazy.
I'm trying to think of my favorite Teeth moment.
I don't post my face no more. I used to do that on a regular, but now I'm just like, I'm sick of it.
We love the Teeth memes, though.
We love the Teeth, bro.
I need to use the Teeth memes I got, because I got plenty of them, bro.
Teeth, you said about me earlier, bro, you're very animated. Like, that's for better or for worse. Like, when you passionate about something, bro.
Let me explain that, bro. What you say exactly to her?
Oh, my gosh, bro. I should have sent this one post to Teef. It was if Kevin Durant didn't join the Golden State Warriors, and it's a picture of Carmelo Anthony, bro.
That's not funny.
It is. It's true.
No, it's not. He can play defense if he feel like it.
Nah, that is true.
Unlike Melo.
Can't win a ring, though.
All right, so what I said to Heavenly. Shout out to Heavenly. So me and Teef was talking to Ceramics, and I was like, how do I say this? We was talking about dangerous stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, bro, you have a girlfriend. You already living life dangerously. And I was like, women are crazy. And I looked at Heavenly.
This man Turner. Look, bro. This is him. Women are crazy. And they just saying face to face.
Man, shit. Bro, all right. Look, all respect to Heavenly. We heart Heavenly. It's no disrespect. It's no tension between us. Me and Heavenly are cool people. I apologize because I feel like she got the wrong message, but she knows all jokes.
She was joking. Yeah, she was laughing.
She knows
at
all
it.
Jokes. Yeah. So before y'all come after me, I heart women.
Liar.
Oh my gosh.
My favorite Marvel movie is Black Panther. I mean, Black Widow.
There's no way you're saying that.
My bad. I'm lying.
What did he just say?
Nothing. His favorite Marvel movie is Black Widow.
Man, and my favorite movie is Captain Marvel. Like, we can all lie all right. here, bro. All
right, but Captain Marvel is a bad movie. Black Widow's Lisa.
Yeah, Black Widow's not a bad movie, though. Bro, hold on. I know this was supposed to be about, like, how I'm doing, but, bro, what are these tier lists, bro?
You want to know the truth, bro?
Jesus, bro. Want
to know the truth?
Sure.
They're just good, formulated opinions from an unbiased person.
Bro, it's 2022, bro.
I be in the chemistry lab.
You're not allowed to have an opinion.
What?
Be with the majority.
I don't want to talk about it right here. I was going to say something not even out of pocket. Just something that everybody going to hate, but I don't want to say it no more.
Nah, bro.
Bro. Oh, you're wrong.
Everyone should have an opinion.
Yeah, literally.
Like, even if it's wrong.
Even if you're... No, bro. This is how opinions work in 2022. For the past five years.
If your opinion is not with the majority,
they hate you. They you're canceled. You're, wrong. Like, you're canceled. Pretty much done.
Like, bro, you get a type of your opinion. I know. I said this that other episode. I was like, you know, I don't think Black Panther's all that. Bro, I got scrutinized for saying that. Even bro,
Black, hold on. I'll say it right here. Black Panther is not all that of a movie. It's good.
It's good.
Listen, it was all that when it came out.
It was.
Yeah,
it was.
But after Endgame, Infinity War.
Yeah. Bro, I get to sophomore year. We have a sub in the class, and we're still playing Black Panther as the movie. Like, bro. There's other Marvel movies.
It's just I like
R.I.P. Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, R.I.P. Chadwick. Bro, the message. I love the message. It's empowering.
It's a great message.
What it did for us. Yes, us. Isaiah's one of us. He may not.
I am mixed.
He is mixed.
We know this.
What it did for us. They don't know.
They don't know.
What it did for us. Amazing. People looking at Black Panther. I love what it did for him. But bro, when that happens, bro, you got to take the race out of it and just look at the movie objectively, bro. Like, if that was, bro.
We're not going to get into it, but for example, The Little Mermaid.
Exactly.
But we're not going to get into it.
We might
I'm not
well,
going to get into
What's
it. I'm not getting
on
into
that,
it.
Though, because I don't
my
care.
Opinion,
I don't care
my opinion
it.
On it is
I was
this.
Like, I seen, I was
my
like,
opinion on it is this. All Disney remake live actions suck. I don't care.
They do suck.
I see that.
Jungle Book's actually good. I'll go ahead and give Jungle
count.
Book his credit.
No, Jungle Book was fire, bro.
That one was fire.
I used to actually like watch
that. Besides
that,
every other
is bad.
Disney
it's
remake
bad or
is
just
bad.
Like slightly.
It's bad.
And then secondly,
Lion King was bad.
When you watched The Little Mermaid when you were little, when did you ever care that the mermaid was white?
That's what I'm saying.
And why do you care now
I'm
that
like,
she isn't white?
I'm like, Ariel as a character is not like
it's about her wanting to be a human, not her.
Big enough character to like be mad about that. She's not big enough to be like, oh, why she's a different race.
Bro,
like,
people become diehard Disney fans
like,
when something happened like that.
If kind of,
bro, no, not even
it just
that, bro.
No, it just depends. Like, if the character is like a character you've known and like has meaning and like has like Ariel doesn't have layers to her character.
She's just
if characters
the mermaid,
have layers,
the
bro, people don't even know her real name. They just call her Little Mermaid, bro.
Like for example, Fresh Prince.
People, right?
Yeah, if you make him, bro, if you make the whole cast white,
it's like,
okay,
huh? It's like no. If you make the whole Fresh Prince cast, or make the whole,
people would be in an uproar.
Yeah, but like, I don't see what's the big issue? Make a Disney
making
princess
Ariel
a different color.
Making Ariel a different color does not matter because her character had no layers.
It's an animated character, bro.
If you change a character that has looked the same since I don't even know, bro, since it was created, that's when people are gonna get in an uproar.
Even like you said earlier, Teef, Spider-Man, bro, when Miles Morales like first got like released, people was like, they was mad.
I don't know why people were mad about that, because that's been in character. That's been in comics.
They basically it's a black Peter Parker. Like,
no, that's
like,
not true.
Earlier on, obviously now, Miles Morales is
loved
like,
now.
He's a guy.
When he first came out, it was like, bro, people what did the
not.
Heck?
They was not.
A, people didn't like it.
They was not a fan of that.
Yeah,
but
people didn't like it.
Man, to be honest, bro, it's just it should be whatever, bro. Like, you shouldn't really care that much. Like,
I don't think Ariel big of enough of a character to like actually. It don't matter. Like,
it shouldn't matter.
The only way this could go bad for Disney is if they change the whole idea of the movie.
Yeah,
like, don't make it a black empowerment thing. Just remake the movie. Don't change it.
What's her name?
Hayley Bear.
Yeah, she's a good cast.
She's a good actor.
That's what I'm saying.
Just don't
change the theme of the movie. Make the movie what it
racist,
is.
Man. People are just racist.
People are just racist.
I think the problem with all these movies is they always want to have like a... This is getting away from the Little Mermaid. Like, they always want to have a message and a checklist. Like, they have to have a certain stereotype in every movie.
That's how it was with... I said this earlier. That's how I said that's the one thing that was like holding me back from like Captain Marvel and like other movies like Brave and stuff like that. Or basically, like, most movies with, like, women, like, as the main lead, they try to make it, like, okay.
A message. It doesn't always have to be a message about something.
Yeah, like, it's just, women are always strong on their own. And it's just like, it's like, I like the message, but y'all force-feeding it to
y'all
us.
Y'all do it to every movie, almost.
Y'all force-feeding it to it. Like, it's like, every movie, like, it's like, I get
just,
it. Like,
and then it feels like some movies aren't even trying to make movies. They're just, like, they're trying to send a message, and they're, like, and they're always trying to, like.
They're capitalizing off.
They want a stereo. It's like they always, like, they need a race for everybody. Like, do we have a Hispanic? Check. Do we have a black person? Check. Do we have a white person? Check. Like, it's like they go through it's like they're going through a checklist to make sure they fit everyone's needs and like, so there's not someone on Twitter talking about why didn't they have this
and it's
sort
like
of,
and it's like it's, I don't have a problem with that. Like, I don't really care.
I mean,
to
I don't either, but
it's like when you're force feeding it and it's like it's
and now,
obvious.
And now like every movie company is basically doing
it. And that's
it.
Like the whole movie. It's like that's it's boring.
Just,
it's lame.
Just make the movie how you want to make the movie.
Yeah, make it regular. Y'all because try too hard.
Exactly. Then the movie's not gonna be good. Just make the movie how you want to make the movie.
And it's like, I feel like I said it again, but like the biggest example is Black Widow, Captain Marvel. They both had the same message. The difference is Black Widow's message is not as forced into your face. You can tell Black Widow is strong by herself. Captain Marvel is constantly reminding you she's strong by herself. Black Widow she says something. Cool. I don't need the Avengers. She does it. Captain Marvel is just, it's just in your face.
There was this one, a perfect example of just like movies, like changing like what the movies is like.
It's just like.
And then it's also just like the sake of changing things to change it.
Yeah, sometimes change isn't always good, you know, but I mean, it's just whatever. Like, and let's kind of, what Isaiah said on the Disney like live action movies. They're not good. Like Mulan,
they're mostly not good. Mulan is horrible.
Bro,
but nobody knows that. Because it came out in the pandemic. And
I forgot that
was
a movie.
It was a terrible, bro. It was terrible. Like the first, bro, animated Mulan, amazing, amazing movie. Probably one of the best movies. And on
Loki slept off.
The only only good live actions I've seen are Jungle Book and probably the Sonic movies once they fix how Sonic looked.
The Sonic movies
are
actually really good.
The Sonic movies are actually good.
Have a good message.
Shout out to Mario.
But like bro, Mulan, they took out what Isaiah said, they took out like key things. Like they took out the
It changed the movie.
They took out the dragon dude, they took out the one thing, I forgot what it was called, but they took out a lot of stuff. They didn't even add like the OG songs.
They try to like what's the word?
They try to make it too real.
Make it more mature.
Not even
make
that.
It real.
They try
like,
to make
literally
it real.
Just make it real.
That's trash.
Just do how the movie is.
How you gonna remove the best character? I didn't see the movie, by the way. I didn't know that.
Because at the
how
end of the day,
remake the movie
and just make it like at the end of the day, you're still appealing to kids.
I was there. I would say, hey, where Eddie Murphy at? Get him.
Nah, they throw anybody in there.
Yeah, I don't know.
They supposed to make a what's it called? Pinocchio, ain't they?
They came out.
Yeah, they're making a Pinocchio.
I need to watch it. It looks solid, but I don't know.
It's not gonna be good. It's Disney live action remakes, bro. Almost all of them bomb.
It's just cash grabs for most.
They are, and people are gonna still buy it.
They ran out of ideas.
They just remaking it.
They done use every product.
They can, bro.
Y'all really promoting On the Porch.
We love On the Porch, man. This is our baby.
I need to watch. I need to listen to the episodes, bro. I've been so busy. I've literally supposed to come in here so long ago.
Yeah, you supposed to be in here.
IU East just like the like. I was supposed to come in here like a couple Fridays ago, and IU East is like, "Oh, we need you down here earlier." And I was like, "All right, well then," because I was gonna come here, bring my broadcasting stuff that I needed, and then just leave from here to IU East. And then they needed me earlier, and I was like, "Well, I'm gonna have to like fit this in like a 1 hour time window and then immediately leave when I was gonna try to stay like right before the buses left.
Yeah.
So it was just like, I felt so bad because it was on the day of. I texted Cash and I was like, I can't make it in. They need me like up there immediately.
Yeah, it's cool.
Understandable. We got a lot.
That same day we recorded the episode, that 40 minute episode of us two.
Oh, of you and the Corey?
No, me and Teeth.
We got another one. Yeah,
You gotta listen to that episode. That episode was good. I mean, all our
episodes
are good.
I need to listen to them.
All of them episodes are good. You know, shout out to all the people that has been on here. Teeth, can you name everybody?
Y'all talked about radio?
We gonna do it in order. We had
Devin, Amarion, Kenny.
JP. Yeah, they was all in the room. I don't know who's. I know Devin and Kenny was for sure on mic.
Yeah. Who next? We had
Grant, Andrew. No,
it was wrestling.
We had O'Brien.
Oh yeah, it was O'Brien.
Oh yeah, I had O'Brien. I heard about that because y'all was talking about me, and I saw the clip of what y'all were talking about.
Episode too.
Yeah, we all met each. Yeah, basically we all have a connection to O'Brien's class.
O'Brien has all of us, bro.
that's kind of crazy.
Next was the wrestling of Jordan.
Jordan and Island.
Yep, that was a great episode too. Next was I think that was the Andrew episode. Andrew and Grant.
We did Andrew and Grant's first, but it's like a minute to take. Like I had to edit it.
Yeah.
So we had it in locks for a minute, and then like the wrestling stuff was going around for like call out meetings and stuff. So he was like, okay, let's drop this before that.
Yeah.
So we flipped it.
Then who else was at the Grant now?
It was Grant, Andrew, Eileen, and Jordan. Then it was, I know we did softball. We just did softball.
Yeah, we just did softball.
We did volleyball. We did chef. Who we had? I think it was like a solo episode for us.
Episode 5?
We have two with Kenny on there.
Yeah, we do have two with Kenny.
It's like one with just us two and Kenny.
Oh wait, I feel like we're definitely forgetting one, bro. One's got to go. That was one with me, you, and Kenny.
Yeah, that's the one I forgot.
That's the second one. Fifth one was Grant. Okay, six was Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler.
Seventh was me and you.
Yeah, seven with me and you.
And then
eighth was
volleyball. Sarah.
So when y'all gonna tell Nakori the episode's going?
Soon. I told him.
I probably
told
him. Oh, you told him. Never mind.
Weeks ago, unless he forgot.
Yeah. Mm. And then we had Brooklyn and Jasmine and we had Chef. And them episodes will be up by the time this episode is up, which should be up by next Wednesday, Tuesday, maybe.
Probably Tuesday. Yeah. Probably even Monday. Depends on.
Tap in. I promoted my return heavily.
Yeah, so you make sure you
did. Yeah, I'm coming home. Even Cash.
Bro, the funniest thing I saw. That's what I say. It's WED ever posted it. And I just posted it as a joke. I was going to delete it later. And then I saw the WEDM story and had the eyeballs. I just laughed, bro. I was just chilling there and I was like, that is hilarious. And then the biggest hater / instigator of all time is sitting next to me talking about some
Nakori was better. I'm not gonna lie.
I didn't say Nakori was better. I didn't say he was better.
Nakori was more influential. Not gonna
I
lie.
Said I'm his like, influence, bro.
I'm like,
I don't know, because
on the social media side, Nakori had it on lock.
Yeah,
him
I
and
meant.
Willie
that's
had it on lock.
That's what I meant. Because I was like, I say I got two plaques, though.
I think the other thing was, though, like, Nakori had it on the social media side, but I think I also I had some sort of impact because everyone that I talked to, they were like, I'd walk into radio, and I see you sitting literally in the chair you're sitting in, and they'd be like, yeah, I just know who the leader is. Just
you were the face of radio. You were the face.
Everyone I talked to was like, I just see you sitting in here doing whatever. I'm like, yeah, he definitely the leader.
Bro was MJ. Scotty was no, Nakori was Scotty, bro.
Bro, promote like a, I said
like
promote.
A poster in the hall I used to see. It was like just Isaiah in this chair.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, like when people recognize me just sitting in that chair doing whatever. And you know what? I really wouldn't be doing nothing. I would just have my phone posted up right here. people would think I'd really be doing work, but I mean, people just kind of recognized me. It was weird. Like, Dingman.
You were the face, bro.
I had my back turned. I was talking to Nezo and Peeler, and literally someone grabs my shoulder, like, literally just before I walked in here, and it was Dingman. Like, people, it's just funny because people recognize me just from radio from last year. Like,
I know that hairstyle.
Yeah.
And the hairstyle. Like, the hairstyle
been
changed.
Bro, I have not seen someone with curly hair since Isaiah, bro. Like, literally, bro. I've
seen people, just not as good as mine, though.
Yeah, yours is, like, curly and it hangs. Other people just have curly afro-y hair.
Teeth, how long we been on, man? It's gotta be like
30 minutes, almost 31.
Let's wrap this up.
That is crazy.
Oh, man.
Hey, bro, we still gonna have him here, bro.
Oh yeah, I'll be here if y'all need me. Let me know.
We finna interview Miss Slater. You know Miss Slater?
Yeah,
we finna interview her. She's gonna be down here start at 7.
So. One thing I gotta say to y'all, bro, especially Teeth, bro, enjoy this year, bro. Cause this year is going.
That's what I'm doing.
This year is going to, like, bro, you're gonna be sitting in May talking about, dang, I remember when we first started this pod. Like, I've caught myself just like thinking about football season and basketball season and just how fast that went. So really, huh?
reminiscing?
Yeah, like
you miss us, bro?
Of course I do. I missed it here. I mean, I didn't miss like the last couple of months because I was bored. I didn't really have nothing to do. Like, I haven't restarted my podcast, but because I don't know, I'm just not really like y'all got the podcast and locked up. But everyone's telling me to redo a keep doing a podcast. But I'm just kind of like,
yeah, I'll have
I just want to broadcast. I just want to broadcast. So, yeah, don't take this year for granted. Just enjoy the year.
Last words from Isaiah.
And don't expect go into the award show with moderate expectations.
Like there's awards for radio if y'all didn't know.
Huh? Just because when I told Nakori, and I think I told everyone in the group chat, I don't know if y'all were in there. I was just like, let's just go in the expectation of let's beat Carmel, not win. Let's not go in there of winning.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, for me, I was gonna win play by play of the year plaque, or this year was a waste. That's what I've told everybody.
He was in there waiting. I remember, bro, I'm sitting next to Isaiah, and he just tapping his foot the whole time, bro, when they did the play by play.
No. You gotta go back. They did the interview first, interview first, and then right after that, they did play by play.
Yeah, bro, he went up there, got his plaque, sat back down.
They went straight to play by play. I said, Lord, this is not going to end
bro,
well.
Bro, I remember he got it. I was like, yeah. It was all looking at
bro,
us.
Bro, I still got the videos from when I won the plaques, bro.
That was a good
such
day.
A crazy moment.
Steve, you going to be there this year, though. You going to win social media.
Y'all should have won social media last year, bro.
Willie and Nakori was good on social media.
I said it on my story. I was like, they walked so y'all could run. I mean, look at the stats y'all putting up.
That is,
he's doing numbers.
We walked so y'all could run.
By we, who do you mean?
I mean Willie, Nakori. I mean
I also said me because I mean I came up with some of my viewers.
I don't care what none of y'all say. And Cashner, I just didn't add Cash because I mean Teach Madness is really what. Even got the social media to where it is. Yeah. But Cashner crawled with the Teach tournament my junior year so we could walk my senior year and then so y'all could run.
Yeah, we sprinting right now.
Yeah. y'all gone.
All right, man.
Purdue commit, running.
We're going to end this. No. Shout out to the TV going to Purdue. Shout out to Isaiah for being like 20 with two kids. That's all for this episode on the porch. And we out.
Time to see Remy and Stimmy.